James Simpson was very important in the history of medicine and surgery because he solved the problem of pain during an operation other than using ether. In chloroform, he discovered a very effective anaesthetic and started using it to help relieve women's labour pains during childbirth. He wrote articles about his discovery and other surgeons started to use it in their operations. It now meant that surgeons could carry out more complicated and longer operations, although before antiseptics, it actually led to more deaths. Simpson was helped by a number of factors. Chance was important because chloroform was only discovered after Simpson and a couple of his assistants inhaled the fluid before sitting down to supper, and after a minute or two, they were all under the table. It is also possible that someone might have done similar work even if Simpson never lived. Earlier, in 1799, Humphry Davy discovered that laughing gas produced a sensation of pain. In 1846, ether was being used as an anaesthetic by John Collins Warren on patients in the USA. However, ether irritated the lungs, causing the patient to cough during the operation, and it was also unstable and produced flammable vapour. Other surgeons were already searching for a better alternative, and so it might have only been a short time before something better was found. Despite the fact it did help some patients, it did not necessarily make surgery safer, and there was opposition for a number of reasons. Firstly, with a patient asleep, the doctor could attempt more complex operations, thus carrying infections deeper into the body and causing more loss of blood. The number of people dying from surgery may even have increased after the discovery of anaesthetics. Secondly, some had medical arguments against chloroform. For example, it was a new and untested gas. No one knew if there would be long-term side effects on the bodies or minds of patients. It did not know what dose to give different patients. Hannah Greener, a 15-year-old girl, died whilst being given chloroform during an operation to remove her toenail. Things like this scared surgeons and gave opponents powerful evidence of their danger. There was also moral and religious arguments. Some argued in the medical journal, The Lancet, that it is a most unnatural practice. The pain and sorrow of labour exert a most powerful and useful influence on the religious and moral character of women. However, this opposition was likely to fail in the long run. The final breakthrough came when Queen Victoria accepted the use of chloroform during the delivery of her eighth child in 1857. She publicly praised the blessed chloroform, and with the support of the Queen, opposition to anaesthetics was doomed.